This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the specific items that were a part of the second regular session of the 99th General Assembly.
I don't think anyone should be fired for refusing to join or financially support a union.
It's been a slap in the face again to working men and women.
Among the high-profile issues this year was Senate Concurrent Resolution 49. Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis says the resolution, which has been signed into law, will move the election on right to work from November to August.
So the voters will have a chance to vote on right to work.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says she helped try to keep this from happening.
These are desperate moves by a panicked group of special interests who think that they have to cheat to win.
We passed the Government Union Accountability Act.
It is a contractor's issue.
Senator Onder also handled House Bill 1413, which seeks to make changes to collective bargaining rules for public sector employees.
So that members know where their union dues are going, so that they have a regular voice in who represents them.
Senator Walsh claims the changes to prevailing wage made in House Bill 1729 will only drive down wages.
That allows fly-by-night outfits to come in here and build government projects.
I was very happy to be working with Senator Igel on tax reform.
This theory of trickle-down economics, we haven't seen it work.
Senate Bill 884, according to sponsor Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester, would cut the corporate income tax.
That will give us the second lowest corporate tax in the nation if you exclude the five states that don't have a corporate income tax.
But Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur contends this cut would mean potential cuts to state services.
Lowering taxes on corporations mean corporations will have a bigger bottom line, which feeds the people at the top of those corporations.
Senator Pleader was one of the tort reform bills that we passed early in the year.
To me, it's common sense legislation.
In the area of tort reform, Senator Caleb Rowden of Columbia says Senate Bill 966 would have made changes to criminal justice.
I've spoken at great length about the need to balance the scales of justice, and I think we'll have plenty of work left to do next year in that realm.
Senator Walsh sponsored Senate Bill 582, which sought to crack down on student data breaches.
It was brought to my attention by other elected officials, and I just think it's important.
The Senate's back in session. Senator from Cole.
President. Lawmakers adjourned the second regular session of the 99th General Assembly sine die per the Constitution on May 30th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.